Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life. I'm your host, Sarah Troy, and you're listening right here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Rumi said, "Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself." We are all leaders in our own life. That leadership is something that we discover in our own self-discovery. Most of us are at a crossroads in life, not knowing where to go or how to read the signs before us. The journey forward is personal, but also collective. The more we include those that can enable us, the more cohesive and stronger the path will be. But who are the leaders? The leaders of the world, the leaders of our own life. Are those leaders going to safely guide us forward in our collective energy, which will unite the world? Can we turn to the leaders of today, the religious realm, the politicians, the governments, the health sector? Can we trust them to lead us, mind, body, and soul? By past experience, the answers are a resounding no. Three things wrong with our leaders today: ego, lack of integrity, and their fear of losing control. They may start off with good intent, but the contamination of what has been before is just too deep, and they cannot escape the sewage of economic greed that governs the world. It is time for a complete rebuild from the start up, and the principles that guide the new leadership have to be serving the individual in order to serve the collective. Help the one to stand tall, and you will help the world stand firm and strong. No matter the advances we make in technologies, innovation, cosmic awareness, we as humans are quite dumb. Fear, greed, insecurity, and longing to belong dictates our very way of life. We don't care who gets hurt along the way as long as it isn't us. We fear that we have to make a choice in our own lives because we are conditioned to follow the sheeple. People like sheeple, blinding walkily into slaughter without any accountability for our own lives. But when we don't like the results, we sit there crying over how hard, done by you are, and blame someone else and never ourselves. We made the choice. Collective consciousness is about knowing and being aware of the soul, the true connected self, the heart, honesty and desire to learn more, to enable the world to unite in a belief that's not religious, but a faith in mankind to do the right thing for one's fellow man and this wondrous world that we live in. It's about standing up, taking ownership, to be willing to be vulnerable and trust. Simply trust and extend that hand to another, care, understanding, and a desire to help them move forward into their own awareness and freedom. We are the answer they seek, for we are the answer that we found. When we have to count on each other for survival and security and joy as a village, one took time to make sure everyone was in harmony because it served the whole village. Someone needed help, the village was there. They shared in good times as well as bad, and shared happiness in truth and sincere joy also. No, this is not a pie in the sky idea. Those that spurn this concept are the big part of the problems. They have brought into it all bloody misery so you can do anything, you can't do anything about it, so why try? That type of attitude, "Oh, well, I can't make a difference." Yes, you can, is where we stay stuck as a human race. Those people never solve anything because they've already given up and are such dead weight at the ones that cause the problems. Just go sit there and spout. What is wrong and how everything is effed up serves no one without a solution to the problem. No one wants to hear how hard it has been, how bad it wants to know how to make it better. When we decide to look for something to make it better, we find it. We are very much aware of the wrongs in the world, but how do we solve the problem without walking the same path as our leaders did? Choice, free will, belief, action, commitment, it's all up to us. If we take ownership of our own thoughts, actions, and beliefs, then we become a part of the solution. It takes you to make this a better world, not a world leader. You cannot complain if you do nothing to help out. Living life action is all about attitude. Do you believe in anything? Do you do anything to make changes better? Do you speak to hope? Do you think positive thoughts? Do you look at the brightness of life or do you buy into the misery? Your life is your choice, your actions, your belief. So if it is not giving up to expectation, then do something about it. We are the leaders of the world. One positive person with belief in a commitment to take action, to make your day better, passing the good vibrations on. If we stand in our own truth, speak from the heart, speak with integrity, do not take things personally, but do our very best to make our own lives a better place to live in. If we don't judge or assume, but listen and feel, we one by one make this a better world to live in. It is up to you. You are the world leader in your own life. Are you the solution to your own problems? Are you a person who is willing to give of themselves to help others? Are you a person that lives in belief? Are you a person that gives a damn? Are you a person who is willing to act on your belief and make your life better in order to make those around you lives better? Simply put, are you a part of the solution or the problem? Only you in your honesty can speak to this, and it is only your action that can lead to inner and outer balance. It is up to you. So what are you going to do about it? And when are you going to act on it? We are all here to learn. We are all here to discover. We are all here to find what our meaningful purpose is. We are all here to step into service of one another. We are all here to lead in our own lives and not be led, not be the sheeple. When we decide to step up in our own lives and be the boss of ourselves, and we align with the universe, and it ignites with the heart, and the spirit goes into action. Our mind has the clarity it needs when it needs it. Don't look to somebody hooking you up by the nose and pulling you along in a direction you don't want to go in. Discover yourself, your beautiful skills, your wonderful gift, those abilities that you never thought you had. Make that discovery. Step by step, you'll become the leader of your own life through your choices, through the no's, through the yeses, through the I'll explore and see what happens. But understand that leadership in your life, the choices that you make, is what you will sow. You plant bad seeds, you will grow bad seeds. If you plant good seeds and water and nurture, your garden will flourish. We need you to flourish in this world today. We need you to be a part of the solution because you elevate the whole consciousness. You elevate the world vibrationally, frequently, and we all step into a higher plane of love, kindness, consideration, caring, love, laughter, possibilities. We are all able to do that, but we have to look at our choice. What is our choice? Do we choose to lead ourselves? And along the way, we meet people that we want to follow for a while to learn from them. We take what we learn from them and we continue to walk forward. Every step being our choice. Every thought felt. Every action considered. Every possibility embraced, every opportunity gratitude for. We are the leaders in our own life. Please lead yourself with integrity, with kindness, with self-love, and with open arms and all the possibilities that await you. And I really, 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 really know that when you take this road, you will be in discovery of who you are, why you are, what you're here to do, and when you step into it, you'll be absolutely awesome. And you really will be part of the solution in the world. Here's my love to you all. To start walking. Bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life, and we know that through inspiration, it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show.